Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. After someone that maybe goes to an inpatient or outpatient treatment program gets out after 30, 60, 90 days, a support system for them is so essential. And sometimes living situations can create unique challenges, particularly if you live in a city where there's high housing prices, there's not a lot of people that would be safe to live with, and a lot of people don't want to live in an environment where there's drinking, partying, or any other, you know, negative habits going on. So after leaving a treatment center, you know, other people really need a way to find a supportive and sober living environment. And today we have on the wonderful London Bex, who is working for a great treatment center. And she also is involved with a unique organization called roommatesinsobriety.com. London, welcome to the show. And can you tell us a little bit how Roommates in Sobriety got started?
Sure. Yeah. Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure.
We're so excited about the Roommates in Sobriety, actually, because it's something that has been missing in the recovery community. So the two women that founded the company I work for, the supportive services company Connections in Recovery, mm-hmm. One of them has 30 years this year of sobriety. The other one has 18, and in all their time of being sober, it was a constant question of like, do you know anybody that's sober that needs a roommate? I need a roommate that wants to be sober.
And I hear it all the time. Yeah.
Right?
From my clients. And yeah. Almost every day. Almost every day someone's asking. Yeah.
And it's crazy that to me to think that like in all the development of all the things that there's out there now for getting help and treatment, that there isn't that final follow-up piece that's been put into play yet.
Right. Right.
So what the co-founders of Connections in Recovery did was they did a passion project on the side called Roommates in Sobriety, www.roommatesinsobriety.com. And
great.
It's a free service. It's a free thing that you can go on and do. They don't make any money. Connections in Recovery, you know, is separate, but it's by the same people, but we don't make any money off of it and it doesn't cost anything to do. And, basically, what you do is you go on. It's national, so anywhere mm-hmm. that you live in the country, you
so any city, click on, any city.
Well, you click on your region first.
Okay.
So you'll click on your region, and then you'll develop a profile that talks, you know, about yourself
personally.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. How long have you been sober?
Great.
You know, you can put like how often you go to meetings, if you have a sponsor, those kinds of things, because it does make a big difference.
Oh, that's so cool.
If you're working your program, you know. So then they make a profile and then they post to the page in their region that, and then they say, hey, I'm looking for a roommate or I'm looking to rent my room. So either you can post if you have an extra room to rent or you're looking to move in somewhere. And,
perfect.
And what we're doing is it's kind of like a almost, you know, it's a matchmaking service for roommates.
No, it is. Society. But, you know, this is so important because, you know, after treatment, so for those people out there that don't know, inpatient treatment is when someone goes away to a treatment center and lives there and sleeps there 30 days to 90 days. After that inpatient treatment or even an outpatient treatment, a day program, if you're going to a day program and still having therapy and groups, you need somewhere to live. Either way, a lot of people are starting their life fresh and new and it's mm-hmm. over again. And sometimes in different cities that they don't know anybody. And, you know, that's why, you know, I get that question every day from my clients that are young. They're coming to California for treatment. And afterwards, they're like, God, I went on Craigslist and I went and saw an apartment and the guy had beer bottles everywhere. And I'm like, ugh, that's not mm-hmm. a, you know, please do not move in there. and you know, and then the next question is, well, where do I find a sober environment? You know, so this is just so incredible. And it's going to help this community so much.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, no, please.
Like you said, you know, when you're living in a city that's like high rental costs and stuff, like, you know, I live in Los Angeles, I'm based in LA. And so a lot of people, what they'll do that I see is when they're in the intensive outpatient program or the outpatient, the IOP, OP, mm-hmm. they'll live at sober living. cut the cost down. And so sober livings are a fantastic thing to do after inpatient, but usually
great
it
option.
Lasts up to a year or so, sometimes two. But then, you know, there comes a point when you are self-supporting through your own contributions. Your sobriety is becoming solid, and you really want to get your own place again.
Right, of course.
That's usually where we come into play, is like, okay, I want a safe environment that's like a sober living but doesn't have so many people there, where I can mm-hmm. really, like, you know, tailor it to my, you know, decorate it the way you want and things like that. And then you want somebody who's like-minded and is involved in the fellowship and might be going to meetings that you could go to. Like, even if you don't go to the same meetings and you have different schedules, either way, like you said, coming home to a safe environment where there's not, you know, a pipe on the table and bottles in the fridge is really important. I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable with that. I dated somebody that wasn't sober after I got sober, and it was very difficult for me to be around it at his house with his roommates and stuff. And I actually recently got engaged to a sober member of
congratulations.
Our community. Thanks. And it's so incredible just being able to speak the same language as the people that you're close to and that you're sharing your sacred space with.
Right. And whether you go to meetings, you don't go to meetings, you know, no matter, everybody, so many people have different paths and different plans and different ways that they've gotten sober and that they're going to stay sober. But I think when it comes down to it, when it comes down to, like, you know, the core of who you are, you really do want to feel secure, safe, grounded, stress-free, you know, is the least amount of anxiety that you could have when you walk in your door to relax and you know, in your own home, the better. And just, I think it's so important that people that are also maybe can't afford sober livings and their insurance runs out and they can't, that they have this option, because sober livings are fantastic, like you said, but right now they are a little bit more expensive than sharing an apartment with someone. So this is another option, which I just want everybody to know is available.
Yeah. And this option too, you know, like if you're getting sober and you're a little bit more mature, you know,
yeah, you have a family, maybe you have kids of your own, or you have, you know, a job where you don't want to come home to 20 people or 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
This is another great option. Yeah.
So it's called Roommates in Sobriety. We have a Facebook page, and and it's really simple. Like I said, you go on, you pick your region, you make a profile, and then you post.
Yeah. And also, can you tell us a little bit about how the ladies that founded this, just really quick, how is it going for them? Do they find that this has been, you know, good, like, good feedback? How has this changed, like, the world of sobriety out there?
I mean, it was the same reaction that I got from you, like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Like, finally, it's definitely been an unquenched thirst, I feel like, amongst sober people of, like, where to turn. And if you don't go to meetings, you know, and you're not necessarily engulfed in a community of a bunch of sober people, then, like, you really, how are you going to find it?
That's
the experience that we're having. So many people are really excited about this. We haven't had any negative feedback at all, actually. And, you know, I mean,
I'm so glad they're getting support. Yeah,
it's amazing, and we're really happy that we, like, took the leap of faith to just do this based off, like, passion and love. And I mean, it's up to you, like, how you behave in the home and stuff. Like, we can't take responsibility for how the dynamic of the roommates ends up working out, but at least we're here to, like, connect people so they can have lasting sobriety and recovery.
Exactly. And you know, it's putting one foot forward in the right direction for people that want to be safe and want to, like you said, have people that speak the same language and can support you staying drug, alcohol, sex, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with, free. You know, it's so amazing. Thank you, London, so much for coming on to discuss how staying safe can keep you sober. And please just tell us where to find Sober Roommates.
Yeah, so it's Roommates in Sobriety, www.roommatesinsobriety. You can also find us on Facebook. And I'm at London Beck.
Thank you so much. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for listening, and stay well.